From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. After newly confirmed U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer notified Congress last week that President Trump intends to renegotiate NAFTA, Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue gave his stamp of approval. Perdue says while NAFTA has been an overall positive for American agriculture, any trade deal can always be improved. And as President Trump moves forward with renegotiating with Canada and Mexico, he's confident this will result in a better deal for our farmers, ranchers, foresters, and producers. He added, when the rules are fair and the playing field is level, U.S. ag will lead the world. Mexico expects to import a record amount of yellow corn from Brazil this year after livestock producers secured lower prices in deals with suppliers on a recent visit to South America. Alejandro Vasquez, a government official who was part of a Mexican delegation that visited Brazil and Argentina last week, says Mexican livestock companies had negotiated directly with suppliers and cut out commodities traders such as Cargill and Louis-Dreyfus that normally arrange shipments. An ag equipment policy specialist says rural Americans are one of the most important groups of people who need access to rural broadband. Nick Tindall with the Association of Equipment Manufacturers says the lack of connectivity continues to be a challenge. Tindall says the ultimate goal is to produce a safe, affordable food supply, and it becomes more and more difficult without access to broadband. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network of the West.